Weyburn. The Dimitri Shin family gathered to celebrate their daughter Zalata's fifth birthday on Thursday, the day before the one-year anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine by Russia. This was the little girl's first birthday in her new home in Weyburn, as when the family marked her fourth birthday, they woke to news of the invasion the next morning, and shortly after fled the country for their lives. The Dimitri Shin family includes dad Vasil, mom Tishiana and her mother Maria, older sons Oleg and Vitaly, and two younger children, Zalata and Vladislav. They have now lived in Weyburn for about 6 months after finding passage here through the Sunflower Network, and the assistance of Darcy and Roxanne McCormick in Weyburn. They were joined later in the fall by Maria, after she was able to make her way out of Ukraine. Reflecting on the journey to a new country and a new community, Tishiana shared her thoughts and impressions of life in Weyburn. After half a year in Canada, in the city of Weyburn, we are getting used to a new life. I am very happy that my mother joined us, it has become much easier for me, she helps me in everything, she likes it here very much, said Tishiana. She noted that language was initially a big hurdle, but they are learning English and adapting to their new life in Canada. At the very beginning it was very difficult. We practically could not communicate without a translator, but now it is much easier, we are all learning the language little by little, and it is very interesting for us. We attend courses at the college. Thank you to our teacher Rebecca Bowerin, she really knows how to teach very well, said Tishiana. My younger children are doing it much easier, they adapted quickly and already understand a lot. I also want to thank Darcy McCormick and his wonderful wife Roxanne for our easy adaptation, and they are still helping us. Also Deanna Maynell and her family, she also helps me a lot in everything and gives good advice. Asked how they are adapting to the food here, she said, we like the food here, it's quite high quality. We usually prepare homemade dishes that are familiar to us, such as pies, dumplings, red borscht, soups, stewed meat, cabbage dumplings, and I also like to bake cakes. All products are available and very similar to ours, only they are called in a completely different way, but I already know the names of all the products. The family has been able to explore some of the recreational and cultural opportunities in Weyburn, noted Tishiana. On weekends, when my boys are not at work, we go ice skating to the pool. Such a small town, but so much entertainment, it's very good for children and parents. The city is safe, quiet, and it is good for children. The biggest problem for us is the climate, a very long winter and frost. This is the only thing that worries us, but everything else is good for us, she said. Marking 1 year from when the invasion of her home country began, Tishiana admits it's difficult for her and her family to deal with the worry and feelings for family and friends still living in Ukraine. We miss our home, our friends, family, acquaintances, we often cry for them, and they for us. It is hard, very hard morally, because we are separated from our usual life. But I am happy that my children are safe, that they do not hear the sound of rockets and sirens, said Tishiana. I talk a lot with my friends from Ukraine. It is very difficult there, especially with small children. Russian missiles are destroying our infrastructure, leaving people without light, water and heat, it is very terrible. Russia is destroying life in Ukraine, making it impossible there, and it's very difficult, she added. Of the ongoing war and destruction in her country, she said, I feel sorry for my Ukrainian people, how much grief and trouble Putin has caused Ukraine, he sheds Ukrainian blood. My heart breaks, it's all very hard to accept, I still can't believe that this is happening to us. Noting her family fled their home and country with only documents, Tishiana is optimistic this horrifying situation will turn out in a positive way in the end. I believe that soon everything will end and Russia will admit its defeat, because we are a strong nation, we cannot be destroyed. We are a kind, hard-working people and we did not touch anyone, we just wanted to live in our country and raise children. I believe that the war will end soon, and our Ukraine will prosper.